Ezekiel chapter 3. He said to me, O mortal, eat what is offered to you. Eat this scroll, and go, speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. He said to me, Mortal, eat this scroll that I give you, and fill your stomach with it. Then I ate it, and in my mouth it was as sweet as honey. He said to me, Mortal, go to the house of Israel, and speak my very words to them. For you are not sent to a people of obscure speech and difficult language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many peoples of obscure speech and difficult language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely, if I sent you to them, they would listen to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, for they are not willing to listen to me, because all the house of Israel have a hard forehead and a stubborn heart. See, I have made your face hard against their faces, and your forehead hard against their foreheads. Like the hardest stone, harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Do not fear them or be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. He said to me, Mortal, all my words that I shall speak to you receive in your heart and hear with your ears. Then go to the exiles, to your people, and speak to them. Say to them, Thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or refuse to hear. Then the Spirit lifted me up, and as the glory of the Lord rose from its place, I heard behind me the sound of loud rumbling. It was the sound of the wings of the living creatures brushing against one another, and the sound of the wheels beside them that sounded like a loud rumbling. The Spirit lifted me up and bore me away. I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, the hand of the Lord being strong upon me. I came to the exiles at Tel Abib, who lived by the river Kibar, and I sat there among them, stunned, for 7 days. At the end of 7 days the word of the Lord came to me, Mortal, I have made you a sentinel for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, You shall surely die, and you give them no warning, or speak to warn the wicked from their wicked way, in order to save their life, those wicked persons shall die for their iniquity, but their blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked, and they do not turn from their wickedness or from their wicked way, they shall die for their iniquity, but you will have saved your life. Again, if the righteous turn from their righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before them, they shall die. Because you have not warned them, they shall die for their sin, and their righteous deeds that they have done shall not be remembered. But their blood I will require at your hand. If, however, you warn the righteous not to sin, and they do not sin, they shall surely live, because they took warning, and you will have saved your life. Then the hand of the Lord was upon me there, and he said to me, Rise up, go out into the valley, and there I will speak with you. So I rose up and went out into the valley, and the glory of the Lord stood there, like the glory that I had seen by the river Kibar, and I fell on my face. The Spirit entered into me, and set me on my feet, and he spoke with me, and said to me, Go, shut yourself inside your house. As for you, mortal, cords shall be placed on you, and you shall be bound with them, so that you cannot go out among the people. And I will make your tongue cling to the roof of your mouth, so that you shall be speechless and unable to reprove them, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Let those who will hear, hear, and let those who refuse to hear, refuse, for they are a rebellious house. Ezekiel chapter 4. And you, O mortal, take a brick and set it before you. On it portray a city, Jerusalem, and put siege works against it, and build a siege wall against it, and cast up a ramp against it. Set camps also against it, and plant battering rams against it all around. Then take an iron plate, and place it as an iron wall between you and the city. Set your face toward it, and let it be in a state of siege, and press the siege against it. This is a sign for the house of Israel. Then lie on your left side, and place the punishment of the house of Israel upon it. you shall bear their punishment for the number of days that you lie there. For I assign to you a number of days, 390 days, equal to the number of the years of their punishment, and so you shall bear the punishment of the house of Israel. When you have completed these, you shall lie down a second time, but on your right side, and bear the punishment of the house of Judah. 40 days I assign you, 1 day for each year. You shall set your face toward the siege of Jerusalem, and with your arm bared you shall prophesy against it. See, I am putting cords on you so that you cannot turn from one side to the other until you have completed the days of your siege. And you, take wheat and barley, beans and lentils, millet and spelt, put them into one vessel, and make bread for yourself. During the number of days that you lie on your side, 390 days, you shall eat it. The food that you eat shall be 20 shekels a day by weight. At fixed times you shall eat it. And you shall drink water by measure, 1/6 of a hin, at fixed times you shall drink. You shall eat it as a barley cake, baking it in their sight on human dung. The Lord said, Thus shall the people of Israel eat their bread, unclean, among the nations to which I will drive them. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, I have never defiled myself. From my youth up until now I have never eaten what died of itself or was torn by animals, nor has carrion flesh come into my mouth. Then he said to me, See, I will let you have cow's dung instead of human dung, on which you may prepare your bread. Then he said to me, Mortal, I am going to break the staff of bread in Jerusalem. They shall eat bread by weight and with fearfulness, and they shall drink water by measure and in dismay. Lacking bread and water, they will look at one another in dismay and waste away under their punishment. Ezekiel chapter 5. And you, O mortal, take a sharp sword. Use it as a barber's razor, and run it over your head and your beard. Then take balances for weighing and divide the hair. 1/3 of the hair you shall burn in the fire inside the city when the days of the siege are completed. 1/3 you shall take and strike with the sword all around the city, and 1/3 you shall scatter to the wind, and I will unsheath the sword after them. Then you shall take from these a small number, and bind them in the skirts of your robe. From these, again, you shall take some, throw them into the fire, and burn them up. From there a fire will come out against all the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, This is Jerusalem. I have set her in the center of the nations, with countries all around her. But she has rebelled against my ordinances and my statutes, becoming more wicked than the nations and the countries all around her, rejecting my ordinances and not following my statutes. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you are more turbulent than the nations that are all around you, and have not followed my statutes or kept my ordinances, but have acted according to the ordinances of the nations that are all around you, therefore thus says the Lord God, I myself am coming against you. I will execute judgments among you in the sight of the nations. And because of all your abominations, I will do to you what I have never yet done, and the like of which I will never do again. Surely parents shall eat their children in your midst, and children shall eat their parents. I will execute judgments on you, and any of you who survive I will scatter to every wind. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord God, surely because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your detestable things and with all your abominations, therefore I will cut you down. My eye will not spare, and I will have no pity. 1/3 of you shall die of pestilence, or be consumed by famine among you. 1/3 shall fall by the sword around you, and 1/3 I will scatter to every wind, and will unsheath the sword after them. My anger shall spend itself, and I will vent my fury on them, and satisfy myself. And they shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken in my jealousy, when I spend my fury on them. Moreover, I will make you a desolation, and an object of mocking among the nations around you, in the sight of all that pass by. You shall be a mockery and a taunt, a warning and a horror to the nations around you, when I execute judgments on you in anger and fury, and with furious punishments. I, the Lord, have spoken. When I loose against you my deadly arrows of famine, arrows for destruction, which I will let loose to destroy you, and when I bring more and more famine upon you, and break your staff of bread. I will send famine and wild animals against you, and they will rob you of your children. Pestilence and bloodshed shall pass through you, and I will bring the sword upon you. I, the Lord, have spoken.